Good morning. Welcome to the third United session of Eastern District Conference and Franconia Mennonite Conference. My name is Warren Tyson and serve as the Executive Conference Minister for Eastern District Conference.
My name is Ertel Wiggum. I serve as Executive Minister for Franconia Mennonite Conference. I want to extend to all of you a special welcome this morning.
We gather in the name of Jesus, and we hope that today, as you are conferring around tables, that we will know that Christ is here with us, and that in all of our hearts that Jesus would be glorified, and that God's name would be lifted high above all names. So that's our objective of this day. Ertel has some other notes here he wants to share with you.
Sometime later, you will have an opportunity for a conferring time. You should see on your tables a sheet of paper that has God still at work. We want you to begin now to think about where you've seen God still at work in your personal life, in the community and ministry, and in your congregation. And so you'll have a time later to share that, but we want you to begin thinking about that at this point. The other thing we'd like you to be thinking about as you look around, if you're not mixed in terms of individual churches having too many members at one table, think about a point that you can maybe move around and mix it up a bit. And so that way we'll have a good amount of variety.
Yeah, the thought would be that maybe just two people from one church at any given table. Now that may be hard to achieve, I don't know. But as you have opportunity maybe to move around. Also wanted to share that we were hoping to have translation for a lot of the materials today, but just to say that there was some good attempts made at that, but we apologize that it is only in English today as far as print materials.
It's very difficult, as you know, to find often translators, and so we want to make sure you understand we have not minimized the importance of demonstrating who we are as an intercultural people. But this year didn't quite work out as we had hoped. And so if you can't speak another language, at least think in another language. Maybe that'll help you. I'd like to invite Bob Rutt, the principal of Penn View, to come up and just share a few words.
Good morning. On behalf of the board of directors, faculty, staff, and students, welcome to Penn View Christian School. We're delighted to have you here today, and we're serving 566 students in early childhood through eighth grade, and then the majority of our students go on to Christopher Dock Mennonite High School. So it's good to have you here. Please let us know if you have any particular needs throughout the day. There are restrooms as you exit the cafeteria, restrooms to your left. There are also restrooms to your right, but you have to pass the auditorium, so it's a little farther to the right. Workshops this afternoon will be held in the middle school area, which is to your right, so you'll sort of work your way in that direction. So again, it's great to have you here, and hope we have a good day. I'm sure we will.
Bob, don't go too far here.
Okay.
On behalf of Eastern District and Franconia Conference, we would like to present to you a small gift and appreciation. The gift, and you may unveil it there.
Okay, great.
It's called a Shir and Snitta.
Shir and Snitta.
Shir and Snitta.
Shir and Snitta.
Did I say that right? Shir and Snitta.
That's great.
Now, you ask, what is that? And Carla says it's layers of cut paper. So that for those of you that know artwork, you know it quite well. But this is three different layers of cut paper and a piece that you can hang and remember the gift that you have been to us and how we express our thanks.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And we will find a special place within the school to hang this, and it will be a great example for our students and families as they spend time looking at it. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. We just want to let you know that we'll be providing a custom plaque for this this hanging, so that each time someone sees it, they'll be reminded of the generosity and collaboration that we've experienced with Penn View. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
Over the past year, I'm Samantha Leoy. I work for both conferences as Peace and Justice Minister. I'll be leading us in worship today. During this past year, you've spent time in each of your congregations noticing God at work. Both conferences, God has been moving. As part of worship in Conference Assembly 2011, we created this giant candle representing all the different parts of us. The different colors represent different components from each conference. We had black and pink for the two conferences at the base there. And Eastern District delegates were orange. Franconia Conference delegates were green. The white was for Partners in Mission and the Peace and Justice Committee. Red was for conference-related ministries. Blue for credentialed leaders. And the longer-serving leaders were dark blue, and the new were in light blue. And then yellow for those who went before us in ministry. Each of these, it's made up of tiny wax crystals, and each crystal kind of representing our individual lives and the ways that each of our unique personalities and spirit bring something that only we bring to the mix. They represent both strengths and weaknesses that we each carry. They represent our passions and our calling and our gifts. We all come from different work situations, different service, different kinds of ministry. This is also representative of our collective past and our present experiences, both our struggles and our dreams. This giant container represents who we are together as a body of Christ. And when it is all poured together, each part contributes to the whole, combining and forming a new and blended candle that represents a pretty amazing relationship between really different folks with Christ as the center. God has given us these gifts, the gift of community together, the gift of each other. And I think we could say safely that we wouldn't be together if it wasn't for Jesus. So we light this candle today as a reminder of the presence of God among us, the love of Jesus, and the light of the Holy Spirit that shines through our lives, through the church. We are a beautiful and beloved community. God is still at work in us and among us. Let us now, I invite Bobby to come and join me, and let us now join together in praise of the one who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to God's power that is still at work within us. To God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. Please stand with me. And turn to your song sheets on your tables. We'll begin with Here in This Place.
Here in this place, new light is streaming. Now is the darkness vanished away.
We will sing the next song. It's in both Indonesian and English. As you might notice, we have sang it for the past two conference assemblies, and we all came here from many nations and many tongues, but there's always one phrase that we can all join in together, one universal language, and it goes something like this.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Let's give the Lord a mighty hand of praise.
Dios está aquí. Aki. And God is here, amen. Dios está aquí.
God is still at work within us, through us, and despite us. And right now, one of the ways we need God to work is we need to know where there are extra chairs at tables. So if you are at a table that is not full, please raise your hand so Emily and I can see. Emily and me and the Lord. Thank you. That's helpful. We have officially run out of seating, so some people are now seated at tables that are not intended to be conversation tables, so we're going to need to be flexible with that as we move through the rest of the day. This is good news that the house is full. So. And I have the unusual opportunity of introducing someone who is a homeboy from Franconia Conference. My name is Steve Chris. I'm a conference staff for Franconia Conference. I'm introducing Joe Landis. Joe is the executive director at Peaceful Living and part of Salford Congregation. And as we were planning for today, thinking about persons who might enthusiastically tell the stories of God still at work, Joe came to mind quickly. Joe, welcome. Thanks for your continued work with persons in the margins of our communities and inviting us to work alongside and to transform our communities so that we can continue and further be communities of healing and hope. Joe, tell us how you experience and see God still at work.
With me today is Bob Rutt, our board chair for Peaceful Living. He was here. I don't see him right now, but I know he's close. And Bob Wendt, could you stand, Bob? He is our director of congregational ministries, and we work directly with congregations. I wanted to tell you about the foundation of Peaceful Living. And we have a belonging model of care. We serve 100 people every day, and we have about 106 staff working for us. We have residential facilities, community centers. We do in-home care. We work with persons with autism. And I see Jay Moyer is here, too. He's one of our board members. I hope I didn't forget any of the others. Our mission statement is creating belonging for persons with disabilities within a faith community. And our belonging model is membership in a faith community, mind, body, spirit, enthusiasm is appreciated, and companionship, which leads to belonging. And these are the images I use for our staff and for our board and for everybody we serve. Our goal is to find a faith connection for everyone. We work with Christians, we work with the Jewish community, we work with Hindus, we work with Muslims. We look for that faith thread. And if there is none visible, then we go to a nearby congregation and ask that congregation to reach out. But the essence of the prodigal son is that everyone is welcome. Our next one is holistic care, caring for mind, body, and spirit. The headline on this is that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. When I was telling one staff person that, he says, hey, that doesn't leave much out, does it? No. But we look at this for all our staff, for all our board, and we ask people to work to develop their spiritual life because this is what strengthens us and our work is challenging. Concerning gifts, the picture I use is of Jesus being born. Life is a gift. Life is precious. And everybody has a gift to use. And the irony of the Good Samaritan is that it was a marginalized person that was sharing his gift. And that's really what we're about, bringing the marginalized back into our communities. Our communities are broken, our congregations are broken. They're made whole by including everyone, which leads to our final companionship. And we, like we were singing, we are trying to bring the kingdom in. We want to bring everyone to the table because, as somebody once told me, if you're not at the table, you're on the table. So we want everybody there. We have the texts. Our faith communities have the text to include everyone. The dominant culture does not. And for a companionship, I use Jesus' words of a new commandment, that you love one another. This is not a good idea. It's a commandment. And I'm sort of backing off of the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, because sometimes people want to do unto others before they do unto them. Love one another. It's very hard to get away from that commandment. And that's what I feel draws us together. The other day, we were asked to have a little sharing time at Salford, and I asked Louise Cowell to tell her story. So Louise came to us about 2 years ago. She moved into Shalom House, one of our group homes in Telford. We have five group homes, and she lived at another facilities in the area. She works at another CRO during the day with Indian Creek. She works on a cleaning crew. She gets up early and goes around and cleans. What time did you get up, Louise?
4:45.
4:45, okay. All right, now how many of you can beat that? So she lives in Shalom House, and I asked Louise to tell her story. So Louise, we're very glad to have you here.
Good morning. I'm Louise Cowell, and I would like to speak about, I come from Peaceful Living in Telford, and I live in the house called Shalom, and this is what I wanted to say. Because of Peaceful Living and my staff, for the first time in my life, I don't feel like I'm the R word. I feel like what I am. A responsible adult who is worthy of love and respect. That's what I feel. Thank you.
Let us give God the praise for that. Please turn to My Soul is Filled with Joy, Mary's Song. And feel free to sing vigorously on the harmonies on this one.
My soul is filled with joy as I sing to God.
Good morning. I can identify very much with Louise this morning. All of us have certain limitations, and mine is eyesight, and so I'm not sure whether I can read my script here. The lighting is a bit poor, and Steve, if you might come and stand by me here, I may need some assistance. The work of God goes on, for it is God's work and His kingdom. But servants come and servants go, and God's work still goes on. The work does not depend on any one of us, but requires the commitment of all of us. With this confidence, we can honor those who have completed their service, who have rested from their labors, who have moved to other realms of the kingdom. This past year, two credentialed leaders who completed their ministry as leaders some years ago now have moved on to another realm from this earth. Matthew Kolb, ordained in 1946, died April 26, 13, at the age of 90. Matthew and his wife, Catherine, were members of the Vincent congregation where he served as pastor for more than 40 years. Matthew was a beloved pastor and will be remembered for his gentle spirit and his quoting of poetry and the hospitality of he and Catherine that was shared with many in the congregation community and around the world. We'd like to light a candle on his behalf. Mary will light one here for us. We want to give thanks for his time of labor and presence among us. Gerald Studer, ordained in 1947 at the age of 20, was faithful in his work of the kingdom as a minister for more than 50 years, and he died on August 1, 13, at the age of 86. He served in the three district conferences of the Mennonite Church. He served 17 years as pastor of the Plains Mennonite Church, and a few years as an overseer in this conference. Gerald was known broadly because of his work on a number of committees and boards in the Mennonite Church. He will be remembered for his writings, and especially his book, Christopher Dock, Christopher Dock, the Colonial Schoolmaster. As a member of the American Bible Society, he left an incredible collection of rare Bibles, and we thank God for Gerald's gift and labors as a minister among us. Let's pause just a moment as we give thanks and remember these servants who have served well among us. God continues to work in the calling of leaders in this past year. The Franconia Conference the Franconia Board Ministerial Committee, who is chaired by Mary Nitschke, also members is Carolyn Egley, Janet Panning, Jim Williams, Marlene Durstein, Ken Burkholder, Heidi Hostetler, Verl Brubaker, and I have met four times during this past year with some additional times of work by email. With the help of the Credentials Committee, which includes Marta Costello, Mike Klemmer, and Mike Durstein, Mary Nitschke, and Verl Brubaker, we interviewed and approved five persons for credentials. We continue to review our policy of credentialing and licensing, as well as continuing education policy and expectations for credentialed leaders.
The Eastern District Conference Ministerial Leadership Committee, which consists of Roger Schmelk, chair, which I would like to invite Roger to come front and join Mary on the stage. Consists of Roger as chair, Hunter Hess as secretary, Hilda Vincis, Mary Lou Simmons, Run White, and I. We met about four times during the year, and we approved credentials for two new ministers or new credentials. The work of the committee consists of reviewing and approving ministerial credentials, approving leadership development grants for pastors and church leaders, and discerning how we strengthen the leadership of pastors and lay leaders in our member churches. You as congregations and conference-related ministries have called strong and fitting leadership to serve among us. We found much joy and hope in interviewing each of these persons for credentials. Each minister will receive a towel with the church logo and vision statement logo of the Mennonite Church USA on it. However, we only had one towel, which we found in Noah's office, and they are ordered and are not here yet.
We'd rather not tear them apart.
Yeah. Yeah, we wanted to keep the towels in one piece. However, we have this one towel. The rest of the towels will be shared with each minister as we receive them. So, Roger and Mary are going to be in the stage to welcome people as they come front, as new ministers or new credentials among us. This is a time to remind all of us that as credentialed leaders in the Mennonite Church, we are servants, first of all to Christ and then the church and of each other. It is a call to lead with excellence and strength, even while we walk humbly before God and each other. The chairs of our respective committees, Mary and Roger, will greet each leader as they come forward.
Donna Wilkins, if you're here, would you please come forward? Donna has served as an interim youth pastor for Blooming Glen this past year. She began about a year ago and actually just completed her work here this week. She was licensed for this with a special license for this interim time and has served well. And thanks, Donna, for your openness to this call of God for this time. May God give you wisdom as you continue to use your gifts and respond to God's calling. Mike Ford, who is licensed towards ordination, made a transition this week from the Franconia Mennonite congregation to Blooming Glen, where he serves as youth and young adult leader. May God bless you, Mike. If you're here, would you come forward? We'd like to include you in our time of prayer. Tim Hart, if you would come forward. Pastor of Revitalization for Garden Chapel. Tim is a member of the Garden Chapel with some pastoral experience in a nearby congregation as well. He is part-time in his ministry and deeply committed to the congregation. His ministry has been effective. He brings passion for the church and the community. He values deeply his connections with the Franconia Conference. Tim, may God bless you with the needed wisdom and courage to build up this congregation.
And I now move to a section of credentials that are licensed toward ordination. Samuel Charles of the Solidarity and Harmony Evangelical Church in Philadelphia was approved for a license toward ordination. I learned yesterday that Samuel actually is out of the area right now. Bernard Sejor, are you here? You are. Would you mind coming front on the stage and just standing in proxy? The reason I asked Bernard to come front and share in this time is Bernard was very clear. Bernard was a church planter who started this congregation, that he was looking to empower and equip other leaders, and made it very clear as we approved licensing for Samuel that Bernard said, I don't want to be ordained until Samuel is licensed, and I want Samuel to be my co-pastor. So this whole sense of where he wanted to empower Samuel to be a leader, Thank you, Bernard, for your example of servant leadership.
Angela Moyer. Angela was licensed towards ordination as an associate pastor at Ripple in youth and children's ministry. Angela is a physical therapist who has had a call to ministry in the church. She served for a number of years as youth minister in the Rock Hill congregation. Recently, she moved to the Lehigh Valley and has joined the Ripple's pastoral team. She is gifted, creative, a creative leader with deep commitment to the church. Angela, we welcome you with your vivacious spirit and energy as a part of the credentialed leaders of the Franconia Conference. Tammy Good. Tammy Good is licensed towards ordination to serve the Souderton, to serve on the pastoral team of the Souderton Mennonite Church as worship and music. Tammy served worship leading and music for a number of years at Perkiomenville. She is completing her seminary work at Hatfield Biblical. She brings a warm and sensitive spirit and a responsiveness to God. We bless you, Tammy, for this work and welcome you as a credentialed leader. Tammy will be installed tomorrow at Salverton.
And now we have the remaining section of those who have been approved for ordination. Franklin Gilliam. Franklin, if you would please come front. Franklin is now pastor at New Eden Fellowship in Schwanksville, and he will be ordained next Sunday. So he was approved for ordination, and we look forward to that experience. New Eden Fellowship has had numerous kind of transitions. Scott Roth, who was the previous pastor at New Eden, and Franklin developed a very close relationship and continue to pray for each other and serve together. However, Scott has moved on to new missions as well. But thank you, Franklin, for the gift of leadership and the way in which you equip many other leaders at New Eden.
Emily Ralph. Emily Ralph was called to, and this has been an interesting, different procedure of calling because of her journey. She was called by the Swamp and Salford congregation for continued ministry on in the conference staff and for ongoing ministry in worship and music. Emily has completed her seminary work at Eastern Mennonite and received a call for part-time ministry at the Sunnyside congregation in Lancaster. We have completed her process towards ordination here in the Franconia Conference. She was ordained last week. And Emily continues on, and then her credentials will be transferred to Lancaster. Emily continues on staff with the Franconia Conference. Her warm and caring spirit, along with her gift of communication, is greatly valued. Emily cares deeply about the church to which she has been called and to use her gift. Emily, may God bless you in your continued ministry wherever God uses you.
And now I invite Roger Schmell and Mary Nitsche to come and share prayers of blessing on the persons.
I want to make just a quick note here of two other things. John Bender, I believe, is among us. And John, if you would just come forward. John has just been called to the Franconia congregation as an interim associate pastor for 9 to 12 months, I believe. He's also serving and connected with Ripple. We're in process with his transferring of his credentials from the Allegheny Conference. And Sandra Landis, we're also in process of giving her a license towards ordination in the Doylestown congregation as part of the ministry, a team there. in prayer and pastoral care. And one other is very close in process is Joy Sawatsky, who will be who's moving towards ordination in the next month or two here. We bless them. And if either of them are here, they may come forward as well.
Mary and Roger.
Well, I had the privilege of being a part of some of the interviews of these folks from Franconia Conference, and it is a real joy to hear their stories of how God has called them, has nudged them, and their response to God's call in their lives. It's also great because we know that call also is a corporate thing, and so it requires congregations and conferences to bless and to affirm these persons who have felt called. So we want to offer, Roger will offer a prayer of blessing, and we wish you God's Spirit's blessing in filling and guiding in ministry that you have been called to do.
If you would please extend a hand toward those up here on the stage, let us pray together. Lord God Almighty, our credentialing of these new leaders is simply recognizing your calling of them. You have gifted them, you have called each one of them, and you have placed them where they are to be at this moment of their lives. And so this morning, we extend our hands of agreement that you are one who goes across all bounds to call people, to reach those in this world who do not yet know you, to teach those that do know you, and to send those who are called also into this world, so that your gospel of peace, your gospel of joy, and your gospel of salvation can be given to all who live in this world. So we thank you for your choosing of these on the stage. We thank you for giving them their gifts, and we pray a blessing upon them as they minister through the hard times, through the good times, and may the churches that they serve treat them with respect, treat them as leadership, and give them the honor that's due them as a servant of yours. We pray all these things in the name of our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Go get them.
Thank you. Nala, we don't want you to go off the stage here yet. We have a little bit of acknowledgement that we want to share with Nala. And I invite Nancy Kaufman and Ertel Wiggum to come and share in this time of recognition and thanks.
We want to just take a few moments to express our appreciation to our brother Noah Cobb for 45 years of ministry. 45 years of ministry. On the occasion of his retirement from one season of ministry to another, so we're not going to call it retirement, although that's what Noah wants to call it. Noah has served in the following areas, and this is going to be an abbreviation, so it will seem rather short, but I think you'll understand.
Noah, you served at the North Main Street Mennonite Church from 1968 to 1970.
He served in the Pottstown Mennonite Church from 1970 to 1977.
And at the Swamp Mennonite Church from 1977 to 1988.
Bellwood Mennonite Church from 1988 to 1994.
And the Iowa, Nebraska, the former Iowa, Nebraska Mennonite Conference from 1994 to 2000.
Franconia Mennonite Conference from 2000 to forever. But for the record, 2013. At this point, we'd like to ask Nancy Kaufman to come forward and have a special word of prayer for Noah. I just want to say personally that my 14 years of working with Noah as a colleague has been a blessing, and I have truly been transformed through our intercultural interaction. I know a bit more about what it means to be nicer to people.
Thank you, Nala, for dropping that in him.
Yeah. So.
But I would just say, too, I've really enjoyed learning to know Nala as a peer and working beside him, and the way in which he very carefully worked through processes and wanted to do things well. He has done that. So you've been a great model to follow as well, Nala.
And just finally, Nala mentioned something about missing or starting to have some issues with his eyesight. And while it is indeed true that he is having a struggle with his physical eyesight, the spiritual eyesight of my brother continues to grow and to be able to see the needs and the care and the encouragement and the guidance and the wisdom that brothers and sisters who serve in ministry need. And so while indeed there may be some struggles with your physical eyesight, I thank God for your spiritual eyesight, my brother. God bless you.
I know I was just asked to pray, but I have to say a couple words. I first got to know Noah firsthand a little bit more, firsthand when I became a conference minister years ago and started attending the conference minister meetings, and you were there. And I appreciate what you said about his spiritual eyesight, because I was actually going to say something about that you role modeled to many of us young conference ministers, and I'll never forget what you gave to us. So thank you. Let us pray. God, Noah has been a gift to so many, both here in this region and around the church, and we thank you, God. It is clear that he has loved you with all his heart, soul, and mind. He has loved your church and has been faithful to your call on his life, and we give you thanks for that. We give you thanks, God, that he has brought a spirit that has built up the church, that he has been full of love, that he wasn't afraid to deal with heavy issues, and his being faithful to you, God, and to through his life, with his words and his actions, have always pointed towards you. God, may we learn how to reach out to you and to each other as Noah has to us. He has mentored many and role modeled many. He has shown what it is meant to be a good and faithful leader. To many, he knows who he has contacted with, but God, I know that there have been many that he has touched that he will never know. He is a saint among us, and we give you thanks, God, for that. Now, God, as Noah closes this chapter of his ministry, we ask that you bless his life as he has blessed us, and know that you are not finished with him, that you have other things for him to do. God, we pray that you will continue to bless his spiritual sight, that the church may be blessed by that. May he continue to have a sense of your presence and of your leading in the next phase of his life, and may his life and spirit continue to bless all of us. Thank you, God, for Noah. Thank you for calling him, and thank you that he has been faithful to you. May we all continue to be faithful to you. In Christ's name, amen.
I lost my badge already, so I'm out. Just a quick word of thanks and appreciation. You have helped to make me who I am. Many of you have contributed to that, and I'm keenly aware of that and so grateful to God. Perhaps the best word I can say is that my father, in his older years, who was also had lost his sight, said one day, he said, I can't see a lot of things, but I see a lot of things now that I didn't see before. I'm beginning to understand that. And while it's a tremendous loss, it's also a gift. May God bless you in your continued work in ministry.
We come to a time in the program which we want to capture the energy that's in the room. With seeing the room full, this is an opportunity we want to give for you to introduce yourself, what ministry or church you're part of, where you live, get to know each other around the tables. And so there's going to be a block of time here that we give for some table conversation, and Ertel will give a little more explanation then as to what we hope you talk about.
On your table, you have a sheet of paper, as I showed you earlier, that says, God's still at work. What we'd like you to do is be thinking individually about where do you see God at work in your personal lives, in your communities, in your ministry, in your churches. We'd then like for you to hopefully assign a scribe to just list where God is at work on this purple sheet of paper. And we will be collecting them right before the end of this time. And Warren and I will just be reading some of the exciting things that we're going to be picking up about where God is at work. And at some point later, there will be some information on the website so you can have access to more responses about where we still see God at work. So let's begin with introducing ourselves around the table, talking a bit about where we're from, what our ministry call is, what congregation, our name, and then take some time to list where do you see God at work in your personal life, your community, your church, and your ministry. You don't necessarily have to respond to all three, but those are the choices. And then we'll give you a 2 or 3 minute warning when we will be collecting the purple sheets.
Some of you may have been asked to be table conveners. I would encourage that if you're a board member of either Eastern District or Franconia, that you might take some initiative or be open to be a table convener. Make sure someone is a recorder and that we get that purple sheet in. We do want to collect one from every table.
We see God at work already by, this room is full. Amen?
That's good.
Standing room only, so that's a good thing. Okay, so we have a seat open.
There are some scattered seats here and there. If there's anybody back there still waiting for a seat. We're glad to know that there's so many stories being shared, and people want to sit on them at this point. So Ertel has one sheet.
I can't read the writing.
And he can't read the writing. If you're finished at your table, we're going to read a few of these. At Upper Milford Mennonite Church, there's a ministry called Light in the Night Ministry. It's an alternative community activity in lieu of trick-or-treating.
As our sister shared, God is at work because there is no longer the use of, as she said, the R word. And so God is at work in how people are accepting and open to other people, others.
Someone is giving thanks that there's in some small congregations how there are members who put on so many hats and do it well.
Another congregation said they are amazed about how many people have stepped up to positions of leadership within their congregation. They're grateful for the young persons who are reconnecting to the church and for volunteering in various roles.
There's thanks for ministries like Bridge of Hope and Table of Plenty. Bridge of Hope mentors families getting resettled and developing stable lives. Table of Plenty is an outreach ministry feeding those who are hungry.
They're saying that God is at work because prayers are being answered, that young people are seeing the truth about who God is and allowing God to change their life. God is at work because people are praying at a congregation and they're taking time to study the scriptures to get a deeper understanding of who God is.
We give thanks how God is working through ministries like Ripple, where they are serving the poor and people who are going wherever God points the direction.
Celebrating because young adults at a congregation are starting a nonprofit called Make It Rain. They're doing service trips and working at community building. There's a youth pastor working in Quakertown's ministerium to connect with outreach at a skate park. and to work with homeless folk and to connect them with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
The Spanish congregation in Souderton called Ebenezer is between pastors and are noticing how God is working, providing speakers who are very effective, bringing the Sunday sermon.
The congregation, again, shares how gifted people are using their talents within the church and the conference, and particularly willing to share and be open to various viewpoints.
Salt and Light Outreach at Deep Run East, a community garden that is happening at Bally.
Congregation is encouraged by sincere and simple invitations that come from the pastors asking folk to respond and to connect to the congregation. God is at work in helping individuals to get control of their health situations and experience healing from the Holy Spirit.
Hertel, go ahead if you have another.
God is at work in Cuba through Bible commentaries prepared for church leaders and churches that are connecting to the Anabaptist theology and way of life.
Giving thanks for new families from Liberia that are getting integrated into the Franconia congregation.
God is at work through couples that have come to congregations seeking some truth in Jesus Christ and have found community at the churches and have felt welcome.
An older person's Bible study group that has really been being effective ministering to the persons that meet in this house church.
And finally, God is at work because I can read the writing of most of these.
Good job there.
Most of these responses, and so I praise God for that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
These will be published. Yeah.
We have opportunity to pray for one another around our tables now, and our time is rather short. I would make a suggestion, and you can do what you want, but I will suggest that if each one would have a chance to share very briefly one thing you would like others to hold in prayer, and if you'd like to pass, that's okay. And I would say, as you're listening, just be in a spirit of prayer and deep listening to each other. And if once someone has offered a request, to say together, Lord, hear our prayer, and then continue around the table. So we'll take a few minutes for that, and then we'll sing. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence with us. We thank you for the chance to be with each other and to listen around these tables. We offer you ourselves in this time. Thank you for the care that has been expressed around these tables for one another in your Holy Spirit. We bless your name. Amen. Please stand and we will sing the simple doxology. And if you know it in your own heart language or any language, please feel free to sing it in any language you like.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Noah will come to offer a benediction.
Lord God, this has been a good time to be together. Your Spirit has been present. You have encouraged us. We have had an opportunity to share out of our own lives and experience, and we are convinced that you are at work and continue to be at work among us. And so we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness, that as the God of the kingdom you're building and of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you sent among us to restore us, that you will continue to do that work as long as it is your time and plan. Now bless us as we take this moment of break. May the grace of God and the love of our Christ and the work and dwelling of the Holy Spirit be with us now and in the days to come. In Christ's name, amen.